It all began with this Stanford University study.
We did not find strong evidence that organic foods are consistently more nutritious than conventional foods.
Dr. Crystal Smith-Spangler, who conducted the study, says Stanford University researchers also looked at pesticide levels in both organic and conventionally grown foods.
We found that differences in risk of exceeding maximum allowed limits appears to be small. It was uncommon among both organic and conventional produce.
But Mary Purdy, registered dietitian with Bastyr University, has a little different take on the study.
I think it's unfortunate that it didn't really go into the great depth that it needed to go into when you talk about the nutritional profile of foods, because it's so much more than just a couple of nutrients that they mentioned. It's a much more complex issue. Number one, we have got antioxidants that are so much richer in organic foods than they are in conventionally grown foods. And antioxidants have a really profound effect on our health, and that's very, very clinically significant, and that was not mentioned in the study at all.
And on the topic of pesticides, Purdy says even small amounts should raise red flags.
Pesticides are quite a concern, and for anyone who's susceptible or has a vulnerable situation, whether that's someone who's pregnant, children who are still developing, someone who's dealing with a compromised immune system, pesticides are not something that you want floating around your body.
Another thing Purdy says that was not addressed in the Stanford organic versus conventional food study.
This is getting off the health topic and onto the environmental topic, but that actually has an impact on our health as well. When there's runoff from conventional farms, that's affecting our water supply. That's affecting the soil away from those conventionally organized farms. So I think it's got a much broader effect than the study would have us believe about just saying that fruits and vegetables aren't any better.
She advocates going organic as often as possible, when possible, and touts the benefits of using the Dirty Dozen and Clean 15 guideline. But Purdy does agree with the study's author on this point.
I think it's a complex decision, and also people have concerns about cost. So for each consumer, they need to make an individualized decision based on their preferences.
For more info on this debate and the Dirty Dozen and Clean 15 guideline, you can go to ComoNews.com. Anna Kelly, Como News Radio.